is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
This is Nation Radio, where Oilers past, present, and future, plus the biggest stories every week in the National Hockey League. A few tweets to pass along to you. This from Darcy Woodguy in regard to the conversation I had with Kent Wilson about Hemsky. What about bad body language per 60 and leaving practice early, damn it. Okay. I know he's being facetious because I've talked to him a few times. And then this from Dennis King. Best thing about the Oilers' first period has been Chris Phillips' wife. So there we go. Get some good insight on Twitter today about the first period of the hockey game. 1-0 last I checked for Ottawa against the Oilers on Hockey Day in Canada. Now, earlier today on Oilers Nation, I asked people to send emails telling me their best or most memorable hockey day for them in Canada. And Matt Henderson wrote this is beautiful. I'm going to read the whole thing, so bear with me. This is a really nice piece. Hi, Low Tide. I'm a regular commenter on Oilers Nation under the handle Archaeology. I'm 28 years old, so I was too young to appreciate the Oilers in the 80s. The Oilers of the mid-90s onwards have been my Oilers. The trade deadline has been a religious holiday for me for years, and it's those days that stand out. I've taken the day off of school and work for more than a decade, but one year I could not avoid my university class. I had an hour-long presentation to deliver. I was on edge all day, nervous because of the presentation, but also because my favorite Oiler, the Oiler who had been with me from those mid-90s onwards, was without a contract, and negotiations weren't going very smoothly to that point. It was a very real possibility that he could get traded, even though he bled Oiler blue. I was at the university, but was streaming Sportsnet on the internet in my office. As it turned out, my presentation wasn't due until just before the end of the deadline. I waited and watched until the last second. He wasn't traded. I was relieved. Better than that, Sportsnet's featured reporter said that the Oilers re-signed him. I was overjoyed. I left, delivered that presentation, smiling all the way back to the office as I went online to see a recap of the day. That hockey day went from a pleasant memory to an emotional scar in the blink of an eye. Ryan Smith was traded. Eklund was wrong. He had overstated his sources and embarrassed Sportsnet. I was lied to, and worse than that, the reality sunk in that the Oilers had ripped the heart and soul of the team and largely its fan base over a couple $100,000. It really changed everything for me. It killed the hockey innocence that I had kept intact because I was too young to understand the Gretzky trade and the deconstruction of that team. That isn't my happiest hockey day memory, but it remains the most vivid. Matt Henderson. That's well written, and I'll tell you what, you know, he's not alone. I've got a lot of friends in that 20-30 age, and that Ryan Smith trade, it really did cut very deep. Much like I would think the Gretzky trade and the Messier trade too. That's the one that killed me. I couldn't understand how you could be competitive after that. Losing Gretzky, he was such an icon at that point, and there had been talk about him going to the States. But Messier was like an absolute hockey player, you know? I mean, he was. And the leader of the team, and well, there you go. Anyway, that was very good. And we also have this one I wanted to read from Ron Kitt. 1969-70 NHL season, Chicago Blackhawks start the year brutally with 6 losses. However, by the end of the season, standings are very close, and the last weekend determines who's in the playoffs and who isn't. Saturday night, Chicago at Montreal, and fantastically, Chicago wins. Sunday night, last game of the season. To make the playoffs, Montreal has to either beat Chicago in Chicago or score 5-plus goals. Middle of the second period, it's us 5-2. That's Chicago up 5-2. Antonio is playing great. That's Tony Esposito. Montreal decides to pull their goalie for the rest of the game in order to get more goals. My dad and I are listening to the game on the radio and loving every minute of it. Tonio plays brilliantly. Chicago wins 10-2. Montreal 68-69 Stanley Cup champions don't make the playoffs in 70. Bobby Orr and the Bruins go on to win the cup. I'll tell you what, Ron, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was so happy. The Habs lost, and then my Bruins won. That was 1970, which is about 30 years before Connor was born. But that's okay. It's all good. 12:56, we're going to take a break. On the way, Cam Charon, we're going to talk a little bit about the Canucks at the deadline. They can order a nice meal at a restaurant, I think. Not a lot to do. And Jason Greger will join us to talk about the trade deadline, Hockey Day in Canada, and more. This is Nation Radio, presented by Edmonton Motors.